testing this out to see if this works, but in the big bed, two nights ago, we went out to a club, met some people. There was a table of guys with one girl who was sitting next to us. The woman was very pretty, and one of the guys was quite funny. He was very talkative. We both noticed he couldn't stop looking at your round, firm breasts. You were showing a lot of cleavage that night. You were also wearing a short sundress, and he kept looking at your beautiful legs. The girl was very sexual, and flirtatious too, but kept trying to steer the conversation towards sex. We kind of talked back and forth between our tables, and towards the end of the night, when we were ready to go, the guy told us about an after-hours club that they all went to sometimes, and that it was a lot of fun. He gave us a card, and we wrote the address on with his phone number, and told us we could drop by and mention his name, Brad, at the door. He told us there was interesting entertainment and good drinks. I tucked the card in my pocket, and we said goodnight with little pecks on the cheeks and handshakes, and I noticed Brad caressed your ass as we were walking away. Tonight, I have suggested that we try out the club he was talking about. The club is within walking distance of our place, and we thought it would have some, we would have some dinner at a nice little restaurant we like to go to. The night being warm, I wore a light cotton short sleeve shirt and a pair of shorts. I asked you to dress nice and sexy for me. You wore a sundress that I love, and a pale pink, pale peach color.
I'm leaving that in.
And it buttons down the front in a short. I noticed right away that you weren't wearing a bra, and your tits looked so good in the sundress that it made me hard for you right away. I couldn't keep my hands off of you, and even before we got out the door, we were groping each other and making out. I kept pressing my body against you and rubbing my hard cock on your hips and ass. After a lot of touching, we finally got out the door and walked down to the restaurant with our arms around each other. We sat at our favorite table. I like it because the seat is a curved bench, and we can sit right next to each other. The tablecloth is long and hangs over so people can't see under the table. As soon as we sit down, my hand is caressing your firm, smooth thigh under the table. We order iced tea and then order our favorites for dinner. I keep touching you under the table, and soon I have the hem of the sundress up high enough on your thighs that I'm stroking and rubbing your pussy through your panties. You lean your head against my shoulder, and I softly kiss your neck. By the time we're finished with dinner, your pussy is soaked in through the front of your panties. I smile at you and lift my hand and smell your pussy on my fingertips, and I sigh deeply. I love the scent of your pussy when you are wet like this for me. We pay the bill and then get up to leave, heading for the address I have on the card. As we walk arm in arm, I stop to take you in my arms and kiss you often. I see that people are noticing this, and couples even seem to get closer when they see us kissing. I also know that this is just making you hotter and hotter, and I can tell that by the way that you're rubbing your thighs on mine.
Leaving that in too.
I know, so sexy. As we make out there in the street, I can see your nipples getting hard under your sundress, and I can feel them against my chest as we kiss. My shorts are somehow keeping my cock from sticking straight out, and I rub it between your thighs each time we kiss. I love kissing you, baby. We continue on our way and finally arrive at the address. It is just a house, a residence. We stroll up the walk and ring the doorbell. Brad answers the door. He says, "Hi, nice to see you two. Welcome to our place. Would you like a drink?" We both shake our heads no, and I tell him we just finished dinner. We both look around the place. There's an open kitchen and a really big living room. There's music playing, but not too loud. There are couples dancing on the tile floor. Brad waves his hands and says, down that way are the bathrooms. I'm taking that totally out of context, but whatever. He winks at me and says, everything is just like you asked for. You look at me quizzically and wonder what he's talking about. Then he looks at us and says, why don't you go down the hall and check out the bedrooms? Try the room on the left at the end of the hall. I take your hand and start to lead you down the hallway. You look at me and say, what did Brad mean when he said that everything was ready? I look at you and say, I have a surprise for you, baby. As we continue down the hall, we can hear noises coming from the bedroom at the end. It sounds like people fucking. We get to the door and I reach out and open it. The first thing we see when we walk in the room is a huge flat screen on one wall. It has porn on, and girls are moaning and crying out as guys grunt and bellow as they fuck them. Oh my god, this is not gonna be sexy at all, but whatever. Then we look around the rest of the room and see that there is a king-size bed with pieces of sectional furniture around the bed. Right in the middle of the bed is a couple fucking doggy style. Sitting around them on the bed and on the furniture are six guys, some of them naked and two of them in men's thongs. All the naked guys are watching the couple fuck doggy style, and one even has his hand between her legs and is rubbing her clit as her guy fucks her. We sit down on a part of the sectional and cuddle each other. Our attention is divided by a gang fuck video on the big screen. I'm watching the couple fuck. I reach under your sundress and grab your panties as you lift your ass up, I pull your panties off and stuff the panties in my pocket, in the pocket of my shorts so I can smell them later. We watch as the guy who is rubbing the girl's clit as she gets fucked slides his body between her legs and under her. He starts licking her pussy as she gets fucked deeper and deeper. Next to me, you lay back and rub your pussy. A couple of the naked guys watch your hand on your cunt and start stroking their cocks. You spread your legs wider and take my hand and put it on your pussy. I slide my... my middle fingers in your cunt and start finger fucking you. You're starting to moan and I make a gesture to one of the guys watching you and jerking off. He comes closer to us and I look at him and say, eat her pussy, buddy. Tongue fuck her cunt. He kneels in front of you and puts his hand on your knees and spreads your legs wide open. I pull my fingers out of you and hold them to his face. He sucks my fingers and then leans down and licks your cunt all over. You open my shorts and help me pull them off. I kneel next to you and you take my cock in your hand and stroke it and suck it. I gesture to another guy watching and stroking his cock. He comes over, and as you lift your hips to him, tongue fucking your cunt, you reach out and take his cock in your hand and pull him closer to stand next to you. You take your mouth from my cock and start jerking and sucking him. I look on the bed and see the couple having a huge orgasm together, and then they crawl off the bed. would take your arm and pull you away from the cock sucking and cunt looking and over to the bed. I lay you on your back and the two guys get beside you and start stroking their cocks, taking turns sucking them. Oh. I lay you on your back and the two guys get beside you and you start stroking their cocks and taking turns sucking them. Wow, that was an important you there. Okay. I unbutton your sundress and you wiggle out of it as I hold it. You lay down on your back and I lay on top of you and start kissing your slick lips as I stick my cock in your cunt and start fucking you. You are so wet already. I love how you always get so wet when you're being fucked. I lift your legs up over my arms and kneel between your legs as I keep fucking you. I point to another guy who has pulled his thong off and has been watching and jerking off. He has a cock at least 8 inches long, and I tell him to fuck your tits. He sits on your hips with his back to me while I keep fucking your cunt. He lays his cock between your tits and uses his hands to wrap your tits around his cock. He leans down and spits between your tits and then starts fucking them. You lift your head and try to catch his cock in your mouth as you are still taking turns sucking the other two cocks. The guy fucking your tits is ready, and he bellows and squirts his cum all over your chest and spatters some on your face. One of the guys whose cock you are sucking squirts your mouth full of his cum. You gulp it down and there's so much, it is gagging you. The guy gets off your hips, and I pull my cock out of your cunt. I turn you over on your stomach and reach between your thighs and suck my two little fingers in your dripping cunt and finger fuck you again. You're constantly moaning now, and I lift my hand to slap your ass hard. You yelp and then moan. Do it again. Slap my ass harder. I do. And you moan. I tell the other guy touching his hard cock to lay down on his back beside you. I stop slapping and fingering your cunt and lift your hips and help you mount the cock sticking up next to you. You take every inch of his cock in your cunt and start fucking it, grunting as he thrusts his cock up into your cunt. I start slapping your ass again. I call out, "Anybody want to get their cock sucked?" As I kneel behind you, the guy kneels in front of your face and rubs his cock on your lips. I wind your hair in my fingers and pull your head back, and he sticks his cock in your mouth and holds your face in his hands and starts fucking your mouth so deep his cock is choking you. I slap your ass again and again, and then I spread your ass cheeks with my palm and stick my cock up your ass. I ram it in and you yelp again, and I feel your ass squeezing my cock. Still slapping your ass, I start to fuck you hard and deep. You call out, "Come in my ass. Fill my ass with your cum." I growl, "I'll fuck your ass and come in it. Your ass is my ass to do what I want to." My cock explodes and spurts buckets of cum up your ass. While you can feel my cock squirting those streams of cum in your ass, I am slapping you hard and pulling your hair. The cock you are stroking and sucking starts to squirt all over your face, and I tell him, "Slap her face while you squirt your cum all over it." I pull my cock out of your dripping cunt, and then I say to a guy, "Help me hold her down." We grab your arms and then spread your legs wide open. I say in a loud voice, "I want everybody to fuck her ass and come in her ass, and I want you to do it one after another. I want you boys to fill her ass with cum." Your face in the sheets. You feel a cock rammed into your ass. You get fucked hard and deep, and then he squirts your ass full of cum. He pulls out and you feel another cock thrust into your ass. Again, you are fucked hard. Each guy comes in your ass, and then after, they kneel around and slap your body with their dirty, dripping cocks. You can smell cock and man cum all over you. You get ass fucked 6 more times, and you feel cum drooling out of your coat. I look at the boys and say, "Thank you for doing this to her for me. She needed it." I help you up and help you get the sundress back on. Pull your panties out of my pocket and help you get those on. Then we say goodbye and leave. As we stagger home, all you can feel is cum drooling out of your well-fucked ass. I told you. I hold you in my arms and ask you, "Baby, did you like that? Have you always dreamed of getting fucked like that?"